What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Rodney Perry. Welcome to the podcast once again. About to round out my trip to LA for the last few days. I've been traveling around this great city, staying at the home of the great David Arnold. David A. Arnold, if you are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. If you don't put an A in, you're going to end up with a white man, which is not far from this young man.
That's how you want to open up this?
I'm just keeping it real. Ladies and gentlemen, David Arnold, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Rodney Perry?
I guess we can lose the pleasantries, man. David, yeah. David is probably one of my favorite humans. We've been friends forever, and as you heard on the last episode of the podcast, we've just been kind of reflecting a little bit, just chopping it up. And
what was on the last episode?
That's none of your business,
Dave. Don't be linking me to shit that I ain't heard.
I mentioned you in my last post.
I didn't authorize none of that. So whatever he said, unless it was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Okay.
I was saying it, you know, that we're all trying to get to wherever the respective successful thing we're searching for.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit here at your home and mm-hmm. look at the fly-ass gazebo in the pool and mm-hmm. the grass, the fake grass. Your fake grass is amazing. Thank I'm you. Getting me some fake grass.
The fake grass
my fake
is
grass is my the highlight of my whole trip.
You ain't got to keep it up. You ain't got to maintain it. You just put it down and it's there.
Yeah. And so as much as we try to get to that thing, that we've really arrived in a lot of respects.
You know, anytime you make a living and take care of your family, making people laugh in any capacity, it's a win. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is all I do. I don't work no day job no more, thank God. You know what I'm saying?
How long has it been?
12, 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember when you used to laugh at me. Remember when I first quit my job and I would call you because I would be sitting at the house doing nothing. You like, look at David.
That's what it is.
He don't know how to fill up a day. And I remember not knowing how to fill up a day when I first quit my job. Now it ain't enough time in the day to get stuff done.
So what's like on a day you don't have nothing to do, what can you find to do?
Oh, it's always something to do. If you working for yourself.
Yes, sir.
There's a concept to be written. There's an agent to be pestered. There is
pestered.
You got to pester your agent. Anybody who think you're going to get an agent and sit back and the jobs is going to roll in is sadly mistaken what an agent do. They don't do shit but finish your deal when you end up setting it up.
Right. And it's crazy because they're still kind of really necessary.
You need them.
You kind of can't do it without them.
Yes.
But they definitely.
You got to continue to generate the work that allows them to.
What I say all the time is that you don't get to take a day off because they start working.
Never. You work harder.
Exactly.
Never.
Been a great weekend. You know, anytime you get two funny minds together, you're a couple of something. We shot a little mini sketch.
Right.
We just posted on the Instagram, so if you haven't had a chance to go check it out. I think I titled it, man, Bad House Guest. You titled yours Horrible House Guest.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was funny, man. You are really ahead of the power curve on like videos and vlogs.
I was. Then I stopped. But I was.
And why did you stop is my question.
You know, it's so funny. I was talking to a friend of mine last night about this. I think I stopped when it became a job. Like when I started doing those vlogs, Life with Dave, on Facebook in 2008 when Facebook first started.
You got busy too, though.
I did. I started writing for Tyler Perry.
Right.
But it got to a point where it became a job. Like people started to expect them. Mm. And it was like, oh, you should do so many a day and so many a week. And then I did get busy and my focus shift.
Mm-hmm.
So I went away from doing them like I used to. But they were like as big as you could be on Facebook at that time when it first started. Everybody in my community, like when you have celebrities start finding you on Facebook to want to be in your vlogs.
Right.
That's when you know you didn't reach something, you know what I'm saying? Which I really take for granted now. I mean, I did then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't think about it. Because we didn't, social media wasn't that thing like that then. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right. I always say this, that being a visionary is kind of a lonely thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're usually ahead of the power curve.
Because nobody, everybody think what you're doing is crazy. Why are you doing this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Fast forward 6 years later or less, you know, people, that's the thing that is the new measuring stick.
People want to know how many followers you got. I mean, they got people selling out comedy clubs because they are funny inside their phone for 60 seconds at a time.
Wow. Or less. Six seconds. Because it started It started at 6 seconds with Vine, and then it went up to 15 seconds. And now it's 60 seconds, and now even longer. So to be in that space now, what I understand is just you just got to keep going.
Yes, you got to just keep, yeah. You have to, and I always have times where I start doing them again and I stop and, you know, because, you know, you're busy. But when it's something for me to say, I'll do it. I've noticed that a lot of people put up stuff constantly. The key is constant, you know, content. And even though a lot of it ain't good, in my opinion.
Right.
But it's just there. It's constantly a place to go.
It's there.
I think that's my issue. My issue is just putting up something.
For the sake of putting up something,
even though it don't be good sometimes. And I've done that before. Where I put up stuff and I go, this is all right, but I'm just going to put it up there.
That's the thing that'll go viral, which is the crazy part. What we can't control is the people. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you had a video go viral recently with your daughter.
Yes, that I shot in the moment, didn't think nothing about it.
And that's the thing, they like, oh my God.
I couldn't believe that it went up and did, you know, for me, I mean, it did like 15,000 views.
Yeah, which is, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I guess it is. When you only normally get, you know, 3,000.
Right. So, Life with Dave. What is Life with Dave? I mean,
everything.
It's a lot of stuff going on right now.
It's everything. It's the way I see my life through my lens, whatever I'm looking at, whether it be dealing with my wife and my kids, whether it's dealing with people at work, whether it's dealing with somebody in the street, well, no matter what it is, whether it's me by myself trying to figure out why my kids don't know how to open a box of cereal correctly to this day.
What's correctly, David?
Not ripping it open so that you can't close it back when you're done. Look like an animal ripped it off, like a damn monkey got hold of it and just tore the top off. That's how I feel. Like, you look at it, like, go in there right now, every box of cereal is
ripped open.
It's like they grabbed it and just tore it at the top.
My wife eliminated that years ago.
Wow, but she put them inside the
container.
Well, we got those.
But sometimes
we got more cereal choices than containers.
Right.
So the boxes is there just, you know, so like, I'll go through anything. My life is with Dave is my life, with everything that we go through in life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just...
Have your children began to show signs of funny?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. Both of them are funny. Ashlyn is very funny. They're influenced by the timing and the things that they see on the internet now, the other kids.
Right.
And, you know, but yeah, they're, you know, Disney, whatever they see on TV, even though my kids don't watch a lot of TV, they watch more YouTube than anything.
Absolutely.
They don't watch, I mean, like, I could get rid of cable and we would be okay.
Right.
As long as
you keep the Wi-Fi.
Yes, all you need is Wi-Fi. But
do they have phones yet?
My oldest does. Anna Grace has a phone. She just got on Instagram, literally.
Wow.
She just got on Instagram, like, not even 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So that's another stressor in my life, to see her commenting on my page.
Hey,
yes, that kind of stuff.
Page.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is the thing. They'll leave. That'll become bullshit.
That'll what?
Your girls will be like, my girls is 15 and 17.
Right.
So they don't even unless I make them give me their phone, they don't even follow me.
That's funny. Wow. When they get older, I guess they won't. Yeah.
Exactly. And then their favorite platforms are not my favorite platforms.
Of course.
So they don't mess with Facebook. They don't mess with Instagram.
No.
But they Snapchat. You know, so that's kind of the sign of the times. So, hey, man, you got a lot going on. You're developing a show, several shows. You're writing on a classic show.
Yeah, the reboot of... Full House from the 90s is called Fuller House, which is on Netflix. And it's on Netflix. Yeah, season four starts December, I think, 22nd or something like that.
That's what y'all shooting right now?
That's what we're shooting right now. We're shooting 13 episodes of that right now.
And so you with the Tanner family?
I'm with the Tanner family.
How crazy is that, dude?
It's crazy to me that you know it right off the bat like that.
Yeah. I know that. I mean, you got to think. History. That's the 90s. That's one of those shows from the 90s.
It's so funny because, like, I was grown when that, you know, I was a young, you know what I mean? I was, like, in my 20s when it came out, so I wasn't paying attention to that show, really. But you knew it. You saw it. You know what I mean? But it's a huge show.
I remember the guy with the impressions, the comic.
Yeah, Dave Coulier.
He got a commercial now.
He got a commercial.
Is he there?
Yeah, he was there the other night.
He's there. And the cool brother.
Uncle Jesse.
I was about to say Uncle Joey.
Yeah, that's John Stamos.
John Stamos is on the show.
All the legends. We call them legends. The guys and the people from the original show. We call them the legends. They all make a couple of appearances each this season.
Okay.
Bob Saget. Yeah.
Bob Saget is really interesting to me too, because the image that he has and the guy that he is as a stand-up is two different guys.
Yeah, completely. As saccharine sweet as he is on the TV show, he's the complete opposite on stage.
Got it. So who's the show about? If not those guys, it's about them. It's about the kids.
It's about the kids and their kids. Yeah, it's about Candace. It's about Candace Cameron Burr, who's the girl. Star DJ. Yeah, it's about her and Stephanie, Jody Sweeney.
Right.
And Andrea. Who plays Kimmy. Wow. Those are the three little girls.
And so they became...
parents now.
They became Joey and... Jesse, I'm sorry. They became Jesse and...
Joey and... Right. And Danny.
Right. So
they're the parents now raising the kids. So that's what it is. And once in a while, the older, you know...
Granddad
and uncle now. They come around. Wow. So you're just watching the next generation of, you know... family grow up. And the thing about it is, it's, you know, I'm hoping that it's great to see it. I'm really hoping there has been talk, because this show was also created, it's created by Miller Boyette, who brought us TGIF. They also did Family Matters, where Urkel came from. This is from the same group of people. And we're hoping, there's been talk about the possibility of rebooting Family Matters. You know what I'm saying?
Which would be dope.
It would be great to see a black family show was big.
Who's left?
Well, everybody's left. Everybody's there. This show would be, to me, centered around Urkel and him being married to Laura.
And they being grown.
Them, of course.
Would he still be a nerd, though?
I think that's the thing with Jahlil. I personally don't think Jahlil wants to do it. He don't want to. When you've been known as a character,
it took
like
him
that,
years to kind of
get
that.
Out of it. Yeah. Right? So he don't want to go back to it, unless, like you said,
the checks.
He could grow up and be Stefan. If he grew up and not so over that. But I'm saying not so over the top suave, but maybe just Jahlil as himself, not as Urkel. You know what I'm saying? As that character, that might be the. But unfortunately, I think that that's who people want to see.
I think people want to see
Urkel. And if they want to see Urkel, they're not going to never see Urkel again.
Wow.
Because I don't think Jahlil wants to do that. That's what I think. I could be wrong.
Right. But it's also cool to be a nerd now.
Well.
Nerds are cool now. That would be my pitch.
But he was a different... He was a super nerd. But it's also saying, like, being gay is fine. But then, remember our TV gay that we did in the 90s? Like with two snaps up in a circle. Remember everybody was with the little pink hat
over
turns
the top,
over, super gay. And gay people ain't like that. Like gay people
well,
is
they
like
that sometimes.
But I'm saying that ain't they are, but I'm saying that's not the norm of the way they are represented on TV now. Yeah. And that seems like an old portrayal of gay.
As a caricature of gay.
Like you gay people are like what you see on Will and Grace. Will is gay, but he's not at all. Now, Jack is
a little,
but Will is not.
A little.
Jack is a little flamboyant. Jack is a little over the top.
Right, but but the fact that you even kind of paused.
No, I didn't pause because I didn't have a word.
I say
what I means to say. He's flamboyant, over the top.
Hold on, Dave.
Gayness at its best.
You don't know what I mean.
No, I'm the one.
You don't always say what you mean to say. There ain't no way you do that. Ain't no way that you, we all temper ourselves.
I don't temper shit, Rodney Perry. What are those glasses? Are reading glasses for the elderly.
What do you
Rodney's about to try to pick up the phone to show y'all, but we're being recorded. So therefore, I don't know what he's talking about. Anything he's saying is a lie.
David is sitting here with the thickest glasses.
They're not thick. They're very small.
Why don't you just make your font bigger?
Because I'm not going to do that. Because I'm not going to do that. I refuse to have font. Because then people can read my shit
from far away.
I don't want that. I need people to stay in their lane. I put my glasses on and do what I do.
So you would rather wear grandma readers.
Yes. Then have you
read then have you
over my shoulders.
From Mississippi.
Seeing the truth. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. That's the podcast. It's your boy Rodney Perry.
Hey, Rodney Perry.
That is David Arnold, man. Thanks for the accommodations. It's been great. Oh, by the way, I shit in your toilet.
Rodney, got it.